Okay, everybody. Okay, a couple of things. First, the Shabbos, we have our annual Shabbos Zohar together in Yeshiva. So please, if you didn't sign up, let Jesse know. What? Yeah, those that can come over Thursday night to help me set up in my apartment. Okay, please do so. So we need to have the meal, Bez Hashem, at my apartment after davening. So please come. Please, if you didn't sign up, let Jesse know so we know exactly how many people to set up for. Then we can have mincha here in this room. What time, Jesse?
An hour and a
half. What time is Shkia on Shabbos?
5:40.
So what time should we have? Shkia is when? 5:40. So should we? So how many? We should have mincha what? 4:45. Or 5:00. Okay. Now, okay, we'll tell you on Thursday the exact time. It'll be somewhere near 5, maybe a little bit before. And then we'll have Shalom Shudas here as well. And then Purim night, Bez Hashem, Wednesday night, we'll have a Kriyas HaMegillah. My Talmud, Rabbi Rachmiel Rothberger, will be laying the Megillah here. So that's our official shiur, but it's open to the public also. But it's our laying of the Megillah. So those that want to come to the Megillah here, I used to take the shiur to different shuls that were having trouble. I used to take them to the Hope of Israel in the Bronx. And then that shul not so functioning. Then we went to the Bridge Shul for several years. And then after all those things, then we came back. We came back here. What year? What year? Ashir? Megillah reading. Yeah, Megillah reading. Yeah. And, okay. Okay. So we're going to package your tests here. So I wanted to do a couple of pieces here of this packet. Okay, let's take a look in the Rambam of the Perush Mishnayos. On page 4, on the Mishnah about the Ilanos. In other words, the Mishnah says that you can use the Ilan as a mechitza. So the Rambam writes on page 4, Ha'ilonos ein ruya sheyu d'fanos al b'shnei t'noim. Echad sheyu osam ha'ilonos b'tachlis ha'ovi v'chizik k'day sheloi t'niyim ha'ruach v'yotu la'aretz. I think even Rav Avadi Yosef quotes this. because this Rambam is mashma that the only time it's a problem if the ruach not just moves it, but yatu la'aretz, that it bends down to the ground. And I think Rav Avadi Yosef, you have it here, the packet where I put Rav Avadi Yosef's tshuva. Does anyone have it here? So this is mashma like the Chazon Ish, and I think Rav Avadi himself pointed that out. Because he could have just said, Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. He quotes the yeah, he quotes at the bottom of the tshuva. Losh shachos of the shalotim ruach v'yotu lars mashu shal yidei shekafu v'matis tzvat ha-mechitza. So that's a pretty good raya to what? To who? To who? To who? So it was this Rambam. You saw the Rambam we just said. He says, Yoniyim haruach v'yotu la'aretz. So it's mashu just Yoniyim haruach won't passel. Only if it's what? Yotu la'aretz. So this is a riot to who? Chazonish, the Prima Gadim. Rabbi Vadi Yosef points that out. So what does he say back? Ulam, says Rav Avadi Yosef, from page 19 in packet Yudches. Badakti, the Perish Mishnayos HaRambam Loshon Aravi, but he looked in the original. You know, the Perish Mishnayos are written in Arabic. So he looked in the original. Hotzaz Rav Yosef Kapach. Re'isi she'ein sham klal ha'tevis v'yotu la'aretz. He says that's not in the, if you look in the Arabic, it doesn't say that. So therefore, we should follow the Pashtus Haloshon. I mean, this would have been a game changer, right? This would have been it, this Rambam. So, and it could be Rav Avadi Yosef would have I don't know. He might have not written the tshuva if that. But he says he looked at the original. Rav Yosef Kapach, you know, came out with the edition of the Perish Mishnayos for Rambam with the translation of the Arabic, with the Arabic and its translation. And in the Arabic, it doesn't say Yotu La'aretz. So whoever put that in is not necessarily representing the Rambam Shita.
The fact that
right, but you could say that's how you have to interpret the Mishnah Torah. That's how you have to interpret it. But Yotu La'aretz. Okay, see, it's interesting. That's an interesting nakuda, right? Yeah, so who?
Meaning, that was the Shina, it doesn't say that, you know, be you to the die in Arabic, but that was clearly wrote up to you. He didn't just make it up.
So who wrote this? Who wrote the Hebrew the way we have it in the. Maybe someone else wrote it. Gavrari, who wrote it? Who wrote it?
There must have been something we assumed that somebody would.
Maybe he was translating, whoever did this translation was just putting in his own. I don't know. And do we have it here? Do they have the Kapach Mishnayos here? They don't have it yet. They have it on the fifth floor of the library. What?
I think it's in the library.
Right. He did the one that we have here? Or? Right. So the Kapach edition. Yeah. So he's saying even Tivon did it, so maybe. So, I don't know. Maybe there were different manuscripts. Sometimes there can be different manuscripts of something.
That's a Shemus. Right? So, okay. Then I wanted to show you something else. You know the Sefer Halachas Ketanos? I've used it in the past, page 13. Of Yaakov Chagiz. Yaakov Chagiz, you know. What? So he has a shaila, which hopefully will remind you of another thing that we talked about. It's a fascinating sefer. This is the new printing of the Halachas Ketanos with notes and everything. Gishmak. So what's the question? Sukkah should daf nosa asuyos misdinim dakim, a sukkah that's made out of sheets. Shaisa ruach mazizosom. It's made out of sheets. The ruach is moved, but it's enclosed in an area that has walls, so the wind won't get to it. So, what does this sound to you like? What? Yeah, but what was our discussion? Who talked about this? Which rabbinic figure talked about this question? Who? Who? Magen Avraham. And who? And who else? Guess it's time to do Chazar. Who? Tell me. Come on. Who seemingly argued with the Magen Avraham? Come on, don't let me down. Come on, Shimon, you know it. You said it. Chazanish. Remember, the Chazon Ish was the one who said that if it's inside, and then you said maybe the Chazon Ish changed his mind. Remember? You said it. The Chazon Ish said that maybe it doesn't have to be buckled down on the bottom if it's inside, because the walls of the building are stopping the Ruach. And then the Chazon Ish maybe, but the Magen Avraham said, no, even if it's inside, you view it, you look outside. So this is the Shaila. This is the same Shaila. He was asked this question: who's right? Do you look at the Mechitza Ba'asher Husham, and now we're in this building now, there's no Ruach, so this would be okay. Say, even if you needed a Din Mechitza. We said maybe for Shul you don't really need a Din Mechitza, you just need a Tznius, whatever. You don't need, but even if you did need like the Mimashamish in front of Svarim, where you need a Din Mechitza. So, right, Rav Yehuda Herzl, we said the Chazon Ish said, but if you have walls around it, so he was asked this question: do you look at a mechitza b'asher husham, or it has to be ruach mitsuya had it been outside? Right, the Magen Avraham says when you mishamish mitaso with neor on air, you need a mechitza, you have to buckle that mechitza down. But you're not me mishamish in the street. You mishamish inside. So why do you need to buckle down? The answer is, that's what Ruach Mitzuya means. It means the mechitza itself has to be. So when you write, Mehida Sukkah Asuya B'mogli V'ina Pas Abba V'in Nitzuna B'chotzer Eit Tzorech HaMashra D'Ksheir. So look at the bottom here. Kotzer of Magen Avraham, that klal she kotzer the Shulchan Aruch chol mechitza she yedichol la'abod. Page 14. Ruach mitzuya yedi mechitza keyem et hafil omeres v'vayis she'ed bar ruach. That's the Magen Avraham, right? Magen Avraham says it has to be tied down. That's what he says. Vilon Snowden Apatochabai for Khoshi Mechitza. And then he looks Omnamayin Bachazanish, right? Next paragraph. So he says, So what is Raya? Because the Gemara says we had two parallel walls, and then between the two was empty. So you make a third wall in between, and you leave, and you put it less than three tefachim, some of to one of them. So he says, "Bavetz v'mamun ba'osis u'kosim v'lochem shei dofen amotoy kenegda." That's only if it's not enclosed. Then you don't need so much. So he says that you see from there that we'll have to see that if it's in the inside the chatzer, it has a different halacha. Inside the chatzer, it has a different halacha. Because in halacha gimel on page 10, it says, "Hayulo shtei defanos zukinegazu v'neim ufulush, also dofun sheish rochvar batzvachim mashu." But then halacha dal, but then ramuvim also sukosu v'malchum shei dofun mitzoy kinegda. Also, so for the empty chotzer, rachum be the funnest chotzer, rachum be she'ela el shtei the funnest zuki neged zu, dai the betika the matem shtei the funnest al suz kven get. So you see over there that there is a difference in halacha whether something is enclosed in the chotzer or is not enclosed in the chotzer. That the type of lechi that what you need to the mesakim is different. So maybe the same thing over here. That if it's inside the chatzer, so all you need is a mechitza that'll stand, because, and it doesn't even have to stand in the ruach, because there's not going to be any problem with the ruach. But the question is, he says, "Sarichi in the mahida asui bashtros kanaim," where the Gemara says that if it's made, what, in the valley, right, the first base of an olive, so the halacha is dal mihacha, you have to view it ki'ilu, what's the din if it wouldn't have been in the Ashkenaz Kanaim. So that's mashma, not like that. Right, the right, sel tzchach, that means dal Ashkenaz Kanaim, because he's ain't miskashu mitzias. But again, that could be a din, maybe he says that. Maybe that's a din of tzchach. Maybe that's not the same din of ruach. Maybe ruach l'chud. And I don't know, maybe he says that at the end of the piece here. In other words, the din of Ashkenaz Kanaim is telling you that the tzchach is based on what would have been if it wouldn't have been in the valley. You don't say, well, it's in Ashkenaz Kanaim, so the tzel is coming from the Ashkenaz Kanaim. Say dal in the Ashkenaz Kanaim. So maybe you should say dal the mechitzas around, but you could argue with that. You could argue and say no. that Lugabe Ruach, it's totally in the Metzius. Is there Ruach here or not? Lugabe Tzel, so then it's enough to have potential. Or maybe not. That's the question. By the way, this idea, the Rambam, going back to the Rambam of Yatul Aretz, of the Perish Mishnayis, in the same Eimek Bracha on page 15, he also quotes that. On page 15, he's a Rambam Perish Mishnayis, he quotes it. Then he writes the next paragraph, Then Lokosin Shalotanim Ruach Yatul Aretz, Mashma Da Mechitza Shem Yichol Lomim Ruach Mitzuya Eim Mechitza, Haidu Dafka Lidei Hanoz HaRuach Yibol Lidei Bitul Mechitza. Right, like the Chazon Ish. So then it's still okay. But then he says, like someone pointed out before, but the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't say that. So that's why Rav Avadi Yosef said, since all the other posts give us not mashma that way, even though we said the Sefer Beis Dodim points out the Prima Godim is against that. And in the Mishnah Torah, and Rav Kappa Haredi is mafakpek in this thing, so we're not going to give it too much, it's not going to tilt the scale. You know, it's just to me, like Rav Stern said, anytime you're making a mechitza with tzninim, of course it's going to be benign in the Ruach. And the Shulchan Aruch says you can make a mechitza of tzninim. The only issue is maybe dilma natki v'lava daite. But if it wouldn't have been the dilma natki v'lava daite, that's what we discussed yesterday. So you shouldn't tie because it might tzninim. If they might not tie, you might not realize it. But that was the only concern. But why don't you say that it's a problem even if it wouldn't untie because it still moves in the ruach? So don't you see from there that the pashtus is that it's good. I mean, Rav Stern brought the raya from the Tshuvas HaRashba, that if you make a mechitza in front of an onen, makes a mechitza in front of the mace. Right? He says it's okay. So, I don't know. So, Maram Chagiz thought okay, that was the other thing. Maram Chagiz is talking about the other shayla. I told you where the other shayla comes up a lot. The people are in like a studio apartment or something like that, and they want to have, and they make a curtain to go across the apartment. And they keep this farm over there, and then they live into midlife on the other side, and this farm are there. So the question is that good enough? So the Magen Avraham says it's not good enough. This mechitza would not be good enough if it's not considered omer ruach mitzuya. And the Chazon Ish says maybe it is, even though Shimon Nayrin pointed out, if you look at the end of Chazon Ish, he seems to have backtracked. But this is the shaila that Maram Chagiz talks about. Do we take into account if the mice of the mechitza is inside, and there's no ruach anyway, do we take that into account? Rav Goodman said to me, he thought pashtus is that no, pashtus is like with the Magen Avraham, that you have to tie it down. But that's a big difference because it's much easier to make a thing, and to tie it down is we're going to get tied down. So it's going to get tied down in your apartment. What are you going to tie it down to? You know, like, imagine if we'd have to tie this down if we would follow Rabbi Henkin's opinion. What would we do here? Well, in other words, you would have to use Velcro and tie it down.
Or just have the same pole on the bottom.
Right, the same pole on the bottom.
Make another loop on the bottom.
Yeah, but that's a nuisance. Make another loop on the it would be a nuisance, believe me. So I think the pashtus is not like Rabbi Henkin for a mechitza to shul. That this is fine, kashul mahadrut. I told you, I can't be fathom that there's a short mechitza, but it's made of a brick wall, and then you can mamash see everybody. That's kosher, but this is a problem. I can't. Right. So it could be Mechitza Shul has those around the din Mechitza Bechlal. But Lagabe, the other halacha, be Meshamish in front of Svarim. So if you have a regular apartment, you don't keep. Somebody just asked me, did they keep Svarim, a married couple, did they keep Svarim in their bedroom? I said, of course not. Married couple, you know, that's the irony. When a fellow's single, he has all his Svarim from his bar mitzvah in his bedroom. And then all of a sudden he gets married, you don't have any Svarim in your room when you're married. So it's a whole different thing.
That's not different doors. I think there's doors over the
well, you could have a mechitza. That's a mechitza.
I think it could be the secret to
that. Mechitza, whatever. That's a mechitza.
Is all just the Tashmish, or really, can you learn like, what
you can learn, yeah. But the only thing is, you start bringing Svarim into the bedroom, and you'll forget, and then you'll end up having Tashmish in front of the Svarim. So, therefore, the better way is not to. No, so what they could do, body holds, is they can put their Svarim shrunk across, so that's a real mechitza. The Svarim will be on one side, they'll be on the other side. Because the back, the Svarim are here, and this is the back of the, and they'll be over here, and but they have to put it across the, with a little.
But,
yeah, but I'm saying, that would be, would that be a mechitza? How strong is that? Would that be Omid Baruch? No.
Well, the
Omid Baruch has what we have in the Peish Rishayim. The Omid Baruch didn't look in the Kapach edition of the. He didn't have the Kapach edition.
So
the Omid Baruch just quotes the Rambam like we have the Rambam. In the Perish Mishnayis. That says Yatul Arts, which is Mashma Mamish, like Rav Avadya Yosef admits, that's Mashma like the Chazon Ish. It could be Rav Avadya would have been much more soft on this Indian had the Kapach edition, it would have, even though still I'm not sure, because the most poskim he felt held the other way anyway, but this Rambam, you know, he worked out that Kapach took care of it, for Rav Avadya Yosef. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.